only the opposition mainstream candidate has expressed himself, one of them, Venancio Mondlane. Why I call him mainstream? Because he's the one who is competing with the leading candidate of Frelimo. The Renamo candidate has been silent since the election, and it makes sense because he lost the election. The MDM candidate, MDM is Movement for Mozambique Democracy, said what used to be the third parliamentary party. He is the biggest loser of this election because he will be pushed to the fourth position. So at this point, only Venancio Mondlane, who is the wild card in this election, has just expressed himself, saying he won the election, that he has got evidence from the result sheets from the polling station. However, he did not provide evidence to that. So he claimed the victory, and he said that if the electoral system try to steal his election again, as it happened last year, he will fight for it, relying on his supporters, who are generally young people from the urban areas. Frelimo candidate did not say nothing officially. However, in unverified Facebook account, he said right that people should wait calm for the final results.
Maybe you can help us understand. I've read the accounts of several international observers, particularly SADC, where they are saying that the voting was peaceful, but yet they also say they saw ballot box stuffing and exaggeration of the number of voters who register. What should we make of this?
Yeah, this is true. This is what has been seen. Myself, I was deployed to observe the election in Nampula province, the most populated province in Mozambique. So what happened is that the voting happens during the daylight, so it's generally peaceful, apart of a minor issue like a crowded and poorly organized. However, the ballot box staffing is true when it happened. It happened generally after the voting time. So who do that? Those who do the ballot box staffing are the polling station officers. So once the vote closes, they start to add more votes within the ballot box, which is very hard to spot that. So if you go only and observe the voting process, you will say, okay, this is good, despite minor problems. However, after that, when the night falls, then the polling station officers start to do the ballot box staffing. This is one way, but also they change the results from when they start to count the votes. They give different results to the candidate, not the one from the polls. So this is how it happens. Also, another process of manipulation and mostly happens at the level of a district electoral commission, where they just put numbers which don't correspond to what was seen in the polling station. Also, another issue regarding the inflation of the number of the votes. Yeah, that's true, simply because Mozambique has more voters than population in voting. So where we get that information from? Where that observer get that information from? Because there exists a reliable, highly reliable institute called the National Statistics Institute, which counts the number of Mozambicans and gives projection of figures of how many Mozambicans are. So if someone tells you Mozambican has 35 million inhabitants, he relies on that number from the National Institute of States. Then when it comes to vote, generally the number of voters is like 10% than what was expected. So clearly this comes from inflated number of voters.